gonna get it together. Gonna get our together. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I am Lacey G here with my wonderful, beautiful, motherful, very fertile co-host, Amy Nichols. So Amy, I realize that we're not doing good for us this year. This sounds like couples counseling and I swear to God it's not. But we're not in the right place,
right?
I know that I'm doing really bad and I feel like I'm taking you with me.
No, it's not your fault. I'm on the same boat with you and we're sinking.
We are sinking hard and fast. Here's the problem. It's 2017. It's a new year and you have this whole possibility of let's make this year the best year yet. Instead, what am I doing? I gave up showering. I'm not even giving up showering for Lent. I'm just not showering anymore. And I can't help it, and it's not for a particular reason, but my hygiene has just taken a steep decline this year. And it's usually because I shower at night. I get up early in the morning for work.
Right.
I cannot get up any earlier than I do. It's not possible. I've tried. I will hit that snooze button for as long as I can. Sorry, Robert. And sometimes I'm just still having a good time at night, and maybe it's just watching TV with my husband or enjoying a cocktail or two, but it's like, man, do I want to give up 15 minutes to go take a shower or just keep on doing what I'm doing? Well, you know what? I'm having fun. This is finally my chill time. So I will forego a shower.
It's okay.
Often.
It's all right. You know where you want to be and you'll get there.
The good news is I'm not the smelly kid in class. I know that because I have a very sensitive nose and like I'll do the quick wash up in the morning.
It's like a Tijuana bath, right?
Spit bath.
Yeah.
I did, embarrassingly enough. I went to the woman's doctor last week, and it had been 3 days since I took a shower. Now, I did some, like, minor cleaning up before I went in, but what's the point of shaving? Like, what? I'm not getting all fancy for you, and it's awkward anyway because
it is. It's the worst.
And I do like my doctor, but he likes to be conversational, so he's like, so what's new with you? And I'm just like, can we just hurry up?
I'm sorry. This is a big fail for me because I have my own personal fails, but going to the lady doctor, it is a must to shower. You've got to.
I assume same thing with like the nail lady. I'm not going to be the worst. Like I'm bad, but they've had worse. Because whenever I go to get a pedicure, oh my gosh, I have rough hands and feet anyway. That is probably the grossest things about me are my hands and feet. I can't help it. They look really old and they are dry and I have cracked heels and they'll be like scraping on the carpet and stuff. But before I go to the nail lady, like I let my toenails go for a long time.
Well, yeah, because they're going to fix them.
Yeah. So I'm just like, why? I don't feel like cutting them. I don't feel like messing with them for a month. And then I'm just going to go. And then it's your problem. But at least I pay to make that problem go away, you know?
Yeah, but the lady doctor, he doesn't fix anything for you.
That's very true. Okay. I'm very sorry, doctor, that I hadn't showered. I hope it wasn't noticeable. I hope you didn't know. I hope that I hid that well from you. But it's just things like that that let me know I'm not doing it right this year. There are so many things that I need to do better in 2017.
Me too. I'm struggling with the late night snacking. I'm staying up way too late and eating pizza or macaroni and cheese or whatever. Cheese in general, I need to just stop.
I love cheese. Cheese is my downfall. There are certain things that I can't keep in my house, and cheese is one of them because even I'll only buy cheese if I need it for dinner.
Right.
And I'll have shredded cheese. I will stand at the sink and shovel it into my mouth. That way all the little spare strands can just fall into the sink and I don't even have to clean it up afterwards. I just turn on the water. Cheese is my downfall. But also, speaking of cooking, another downfall of mine, I have not been cooking this year at all.
And you love it.
I love to cook. I love so much. I'm so glad that there's not like a husband protective services or anything that comes and checks on you because my husband would have to report me for not feeding him. Like I don't feed him anymore. There are no groceries at the house.
Okay, so two things. I do feed my children. But when I was putting Morgan, my daughter, to bed last night, she said, I'm hungry. And I'm just like, I had already fallen asleep on the couch and I just wanted her to go to bed. But she's telling me that she's hungry. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to fix anything. I don't want her to have to brush her teeth again because it'll take too long. Go drink a big glass of water to fill your stomach. So that's a big parent fail right there. And secondly, the cleaning thing too. I am just not cleaning the house. I do the very bare minimum. When the dog treks in with his muddy paws after rain and there's clumps of crud all over the carpet, I'll just wait till it dries so it's easier to vacuum up. I don't get the wash rag out or the cleaning spray. It's gross.
I'm so bad. I'll spill something and go and get my Roomba and put my Roomba on top of it. And my husband called me out for it one day. And he's like, really? You're not just going to take out the vacuum? And I'm like, but Roomba, like, come on. And my house is not a dirty mess or anything, but it's just I'm not caring for it as much as I used to. I might have cleaned my floors maybe 3 times this year. I think you're supposed to clean your floors more than once a month, but I do have Roomba. So, I mean, that at least has the vacuuming part.
You're doing better than me. I have not had anyone over this year because that means I have to clean the house, like a real clean, not like straighten up kind of clean. My mom, I don't consider her company because she's my mother, but she came over and I didn't want to clean. So I just, you know, the swish, 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 you know, you just wipe down things a little bit. That's good enough, right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I have not been cleaning. I have not been working out. Do you remember? I'm going to throw this back to last year. Do you remember last year whenever we used to work out?
Yes, we were at least 2 or 3 times a week going to run or something.
Yeah, and then I injured myself and I stopped working out and I have not bounced back from it since then.
I haven't either. You know what? I want to blame you for that because I haven't done anything either. And I know I should. Like, I have 30 minutes to kill from leaving work to going to get the kids from school. And why can't I just fit a quick workout in? There's no reason why I can't. But instead, I get the remote, I turn on the TV, and I lay down. And I even set my alarm, a little timer, to make sure that I don't forget to get my kids when I lay down.
You are a great mom.
I am.
Yeah, I definitely need to start working out again. I feel like I'm happier and I'm better whenever I do that. But at the same time, I have a scale and I weigh myself every day. And that scale doesn't fluctuate that much. So then that's like very little motivation. Well, why should I give up the lifestyle that I'm enjoying now of doing nothing? I mean, why should I shower if I don't think? Like, what is the motivation behind it? You know, I need to be a better me. And it sounds like I'm depressed and I'm not. I swear I'm not depressed. I'm lazy. I mean, just exactly the opposite. I've just gotten so comfortable in my lifestyle now.
I need to work on being a better friend because I was texting my best friend and we were going back and forth for a good 30 minutes to an hour. And for some reason, she didn't tell me. I had to find out on Facebook that her dog got hit by a truck, was run over. She didn't tell me on the phone. So am I that bad of a friend that you can't tell me on the phone? I find out on Facebook. I don't know.
No. What are you supposed to do? Call her?
I don't know.
If she doesn't send you a text to let you know that something happened to her dog.
I don't know. I just felt bad. Like, what did I do wrong? I wasn't in the truck. I did not run over the dog.
Okay, so I also picked up an annoying habit this year. But before I tell you that one,
okay,
I'm going to tell you this annoying habit that I had a couple years ago. A couple of years ago, randomly, I just started raising the roof. And
I don't know
why, but I would just get excited and I'm raising the roof. And then I realized like it's like not 1997. And
stop.
What am I doing? Yeah. But I would just involuntarily raise the roof. And that was how I showed my excitement. And I had to try to either not get excited or not raise the roof. But I think that that's out of my system. What I am doing this year, though, the annoying habit that I have picked up for 2017, I have become the overenthusiastic drinker. Not like alcohol. I just mean whenever I drink a beverage, I'm really excited about it. And I do the big gulp. And I do that like water. I mean, you would think like I'm dying of thirst. And I might not feed myself that often, but I do at least drink my water. And I'm so excited about it. And I'm, that's so refreshing. And my husband's like, is that the best water ever? Like, you're making really excited noises right now over water.
Some high quality H2O.
Oh, yeah. You should see me whenever I get some good wine. I'm like,
Do you think it's like a nervous habit? Because I do things like that when I'm nervous. I'll be doing a lot of woohoo and just sitting in the room. Like, I don't know. It's just a little personal victory.
Victory. Yeah, I like that. That's things that I think I know I need to work on in 2017. New job, Amy.
Yes.
I know you're super busy around here and you have a lot of stuff to do.
Okay.
What if you become my life coach?
No.
You're already giving up. What are you giving up for Lent?
Okay. So I had a few outbursts at work and I decided that I'm going to give up negativity. So I am just
going to Lent, not forever.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just for Lent.
Okay.
And I was a few days in, so we'll see.
But now that you're giving up negativity, maybe you can be my life coach. Maybe your positivity can rub off on me, can influence me to work out. We can go back to being workout buddies. We can watch what we eat. We gave up alcohol one time.
We lost weight
that way. That was good. I thought about giving up alcohol for Lent, and then I remembered St. Patrick's Day, and that just does not work for my schedule, so I can't do that now, but maybe later.
It's a lot of responsibility, though. It's all falling on my shoulders.
I need help, Amy. Life coach me, bathe me. I need you to send me reminder texts every night to bathe myself.
I can smell my feet. Do you smell them?
No, have you showered?
I shower all the time. But these shoes, you don't wear socks with them, they're Toms. And so they make my feet smell.
Here's one way that we are polar opposites. I don't shower and I don't stink and you shower multiple times a day. You are the over-showerer. I don't know anybody else who takes 2 showers a day. Like, if absolutely necessary, I would. But it would have to be a major event to make me take a shower 2 times in the same day.
Well, sometimes you want to in the morning to wake up. Sometimes you want to before bed, so you're not getting into bed dirty. So it's mostly morning and night. Sometimes when I was working out last year, I would shower in the afternoon too. Not like on top of everything else, but like substitute the night shower for the afternoon shower.
That is way too much. That is way too much showering, Amy.
My water bill is pretty big.
You need to shower less. I need to shower more. That's my goal for 2017. And you're going to be the one to motivate me to do it. Life coach Amy. All right. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you for listening. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with Lacey G and my bestie,
Amy Nichols.
That usually doesn't stink. Don't forget to go to Kid Nation for more podcasts. We're also up on iTunes, I believe, and
yes.
you can subscribe. So hit that little button, tell a friend, write a blog about it, write a song about it, tell somebody. Let's listen.